Australia's competition watchdog has confirmed that it's considering a formal inquiry into the country's biggest banks for shutting down the accounts of Bitcoin traders. Last night on PM, several traders provided evidence that banks were discriminating against their businesses by refusing to deal with them. Financial institutions such as the NAB, Commonwealth Bank, ANZ and Westpac have shut down the personal and business accounts of dozens of traders. Queensland Nationals Senator Matthew Canavan says he's written to the chairman of the ACCC, Rod Sims, urging him to launch an inquiry. Now he's received a reply, as Mandy Sammy reports.
Dozens of Bitcoin traders allege they're being systematically discriminated against by the country's biggest banks, who view them as a threat. Several of them have spoken about their experiences, saying as soon as a bank finds out the nature of their business, it moves to shut down their accounts, both personal and business.
I've had my call shut down with CBA, NAB, ANZ, Westpac, and recently Suncor and Greater Building Society.
I've been blacklisted from Commonwealth Bank, National Australia Bank, Westpac, St George, Bank of Melbourne, Bank SA, Bank of Queensland, RAMS and BT Super Funds. I can't open or hold any accounts with those institutions because I deal with Bitcoin.
Everything was going well, but my first bank closure was by NAB, and then I had ANZ close, then Westpac, and then about 2 months ago, Commonwealth Bank closed my bank accounts. So when they close the account, they close my personal accounts, they just close everything.
Queensland National Senator Matthew Canavan was part of a recent Senate committee looking at Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. He's so angry at the bank's behaviour that he sent a letter to the chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Rod Sims, urging him to launch a formal investigation into the actions of the financial institutions.
I've asked Rod Sims, the chairman of the ACCC, to investigate these matters. It appears to me to be an amazing coincidence that a number of large banks have all of a sudden decided to deny services to fledgling Bitcoin and digital currency operators. They are clearly competitors to their business model, albeit small ones at this stage, and there are clear laws that we've got against businesses refusing to supply other businesses if they do so for an anti-competitive purpose. And I've asked the ACCC to look into that because it does seem to be a coordinated attack on the digital currency industry. I think the ACCC should be asking the banks some serious questions about why they've done this and on what legal grounds they believe that they should not be providing services to Bitcoin operators. Now, I've had response from Rod Sims, and he has agreed to look into it. It's now over to them, and I'll be also waiting to hear what the banks have to say in response.
What would you say to the banks that are acting to shut down these accounts?
Well, look, we had an extensive inquiry in the Senate on digital currency, and while digital currencies are very much a niche player in our market, they do provide an important service, particularly to people looking to remit funds between countries. There are many operators in the sector that are small businesses that are just trying to get ahead and develop something that's very innovative, and good luck to them. And I just hope the banks don't try and cut down this financial innovation before it can mature. In my view, fruitless attempt to cut off competition. Now, the banks have said the authorities and with banks on those regulations, and so I don't see a reason why the banks should be foreclosing services to all operators.
That call has been backed by Labor Senator Sam Dastyari, who chaired the Senate Economics References Committee into digital currency.
The protections that have been provided and the implicit subsidy that the Australian people give the banks, you know, and it's all documented. I mean, you have an APRA arrangement that effectively means they're too big to fail. You have up to $750 billion worth of their deposits being guaranteed. All of this provided by the Australian people as an implicit subsidy. That implicit subsidy doesn't exist and isn't there so they can behave in a way that stifles and stops growing industries in this country.
The acting chief executive of the Australian Bankers Association, Tony Pearson, got in touch with the president of the Bitcoin Association of Australia, Adam Poulton, yesterday. He has told him that the ABA is looking at how the banks can work with Bitcoin traders. Here's Adam Poulton.
It's the first time that the association's actually talked to us and is investigating our concerns and seeing if there's some way that we can do business.
Senator Matthew Canavan is sceptical about the timing of the ABA, indicating that it's more receptive to Bitcoin traders' concerns.
It's an amazing coincidence that all the banks have decided to foreclose their business to digital currencies at one point, and it also seems to be an amazing coincidence as just as this has gone public, the Australian Bankers Association have responded. I'll leave it to others to draw conclusions.
Queensland National Senator Matthew Canavan ending Mandy Sammy's report.